节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。最近刷到一个体育圈的大瓜啊、嗯、乔丹的亲儿子和49岁的阿姨分手了、嗯、而且这阿姨呢还是乔丹前队友的前妻。
Wow, so complicated. And also I've heard about the relationship between Larkus.、
Yeah.
我听过啊，就是这两个人在一起的情侣名都有了，叫做 Larkus. 因为呢女方名字是 Larsa Pippen, 然后男方呢是 Marcus Jordan, 所以把这个 Larsa 和 Marcus放在一起就变成了 Larkus.
Like Shamey from the Big Bang Theory.、
Yeah.
When Sheldon and Amy started dating, Penny got them this couple name.
是的是的。那这一对 Larkus 他们的关系啊就被称为是洛杉矶雨蒙蒙啊，就是还挺复杂的。And they were reported being constantly on and off. 在报道中也是分分合合的。
Well, though breakups rumors hit several times, it turned out the two are still going strong. So how about we talk about it in today's show and learn some useful expressions?
Sure, 今天就和大家来聊聊这件事啊。
There are several key points of interest when it comes to the relationship between Larkus.、Mm-hmm. One is that there is a notable age difference between them, with Marcus Jordan being 33 and Larsa Pippen being 49.
是的，他们两个人的恋爱这么惹人关注的第一个原因呢，就是 notable age difference, 非常显著的年龄差啊。男方呢 33, 女方呢49岁。
Right. Age difference, 这个表达很简单，但是呢、嗯、也很好用啊，就表示我们说的年龄差。
对。
前面用了一个 notable, 也可以说 considerable, 表示很显著的一个年龄差。But I find it quite common to have considerable age difference among celebrity couples.
是的，像明星啊或者是富豪夫妇啊，这种年龄差还是挺常见的啊。
Yeah.
Okay, so there's also the fact that Marcus is a son of Chicago Bulls legend Michael Jordan, and Larsa used to be married to the star's ex-teammate Scottie Pippen. 那这一点就没那么常见了，对吧？
嗯、对，这个 Marcus 和他爸爸前队友的前妻啊约会、
嗯，
感觉这让他爸 Michael Jordan 应该也挺尴尬的吧 ？So it's said that Scottie's been feuding with Michael in recent years. Scottie 和这个 Michael Jordan 最近几年的关系，据说也是不太好。啊、
对，这里就用到 feud 这个词啊 ,F-E-U-D, feud, 这个词呢就表示长期的争吵然后争斗不休啊。To have an angry and bitter argument with somebody over a long period of time. 做动词呢就是表示 they feuded with each other for years.
也可以做一个名词，比如有时候我们说家族世仇 ,family feud. For example, because of a family feud, they did not see each other for a decade.
Yeah.那他们俩的这个关系啊是怎么发展的呢 ?So in late 2022, Marcus Jordan and Larsa Pippen were spotted on double date, though Pippen later denied that they were seeing each other. 一开始是他们俩被发现这个 double date, 就是表示两对情侣啊出去约会。
对，那这里的被发现啊用的是这个词 ,spot. They were spotted on double date. 这个词呢其实也非常常用，比如说你在人群当中看见了朋友 ,you finally spotted your friend in the crowd.
是的，或者说你在哪里发现了一处错误啊。I've just spotted a mistake on the front cover.
那2023年的时候他们俩就公开了。Both were long-time friends, but by early 2023, they went public with their relationship. 那这里的公开恋情也很简单啊、嗯、就我们说的 go public with their relationship. And Pippen even opened up about the moment she had feelings for Jordan, which happened when she got jealous over another woman chatting him up.
Okay. So Pippen eventually confirmed that they were still together,and never broke up. As she put it, they simply need to take a beat and gather their thoughts. 他们之前的分手传言呢 ,Larsa 也出来澄清了啊，说啊，他们只是 take a beat, 只是停顿暂停一下。这个 beat 就表示一个节拍，所以 take a beat 啊，停一个节拍。
嗯 ，OK， 那我们这里呢也 take a beat 啊，给大家呢推荐一个英语学习的方法，就是平常可以多看一些外媒的权威外媒的文章，比如说像《纽约时报》《经济学人》啊等等等等，都是非常好的阅读素材。
对。 大家呢可以通过这些外刊文章来了解世界资讯，提高你的英文水平。但是啊，你想要更加细致的学习其中的英文表达，还是要有专业老师的带领。
每周一到每周五早上七点呢，我都会直播带大家一起阅读外刊，已经有超过20,000名同学加我们的学习了，就等你的加入啦。那这些课程呢都是免费的，微信搜索早安英文公众号就可以预约直播啦。
OK, 那关于这一对 Larkus, 大家其实也有不一样的看法啊。Like some said, that's one of the oddest things that I've seen. It truly is. If you were watching a movie and somebody put their romance on the screen and said, that is what is gonna happen. And I was like, okay, now that's not happening. Now that's just too stupid for even a movie.
确实是非常的 odd.、ODD 啊，这个 ODD 呢就表示很奇怪，很怪异，很反常。Something、yeah. that is strange or unusual. One of the oddest thing I've ever seen. 啊，就是我见过最奇怪的事儿了。
是的，不过有了互联网之后，更加奇奇怪怪的事情我们都见过啊。那像 Michael Jordan, 他也在采访中啊，被问过对这件事情的看法。So when asked if he was fine with that people dub Larkus,He simply shouted, no.
所以他自己是不赞成的是吧、不喜欢啊。He's not on board with this.
No. 那这里的 on board with 就表示赞同支持啊。比如说我赞同 I'm on board with it. Meaning I agree, I'm totally in.
But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what commentators think or whether Michael Jordan or Scottie Pippen are winning in the matter. It simply comes down to whether or not Larsa and Marcus are truly happy.
是的，别人呢看法和评论其实没那么重要，说到底呢，还是得当事人自己开心才最重要啊。那这就一个词组 ，it simply comes down to， 就表示呢，重要的事情是什么什么。To have something as the most important part.
It's nice to be rich, but when you come right down to it, it's more important to be healthy and happy.
Yeah.
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。